Chapter 13. What I Needed the Most. Recovery was a decision I had to make a million times a day. Was I willing to put forth the effort to try? Was I willing to momentarily leave my newly found ecstatic bliss to try to understand or re-engage with something in the external world? Bottom line, was I willing to endure the agony of recovery? At this level of information processing, I was well aware of the difference between that which gave me pain versus that which gave me pleasure. Being out in the la-la land of my right hemisphere was enticing and wonderful. Trying to engage my analytical left mind was painful. Because it was a conscious decision for me to try, it was critically important that I be surrounded by competent and attentive caregivers. Otherwise, frankly, I probably would not have bothered to make the effort. In order for me to choose the chaos of recovery over the peaceful tranquility of the divine bliss that I had found in the absence of the judgment of my left mind, I had to reframe my perspective from, "Why do I have to go back?" to, "Why did I get to come to this place of silence?" I realized that the blessing I had received from this experience was the knowledge that deep internal peace is accessible to anyone at any time. I believe the experience of nirvana exists in the consciousness of our right hemisphere, and that any moment we can choose to hook into that part of our brain. With this awareness, I became excited about what a difference my recovery could make in the lives of others, not just those who were recovering from a brain trauma, but everyone with a brain. I imagined the world filled with happy and peaceful people, and I became motivated to endure the agony I would have to face in the name of recovery. My stroke of insight would be, peace is only a thought away, and all we have to do to access it is silence the voice of our dominating left mind. Recovery, however you define it, is not something you do alone, and my recovery was completely influenced by everyone around me. I desperately needed people to treat me as though I would recover completely. Regardless of whether it would take 3 months, 2 years, 20 years, or a lifetime, I needed people to have faith in my continued ability to learn, heal, and grow. The brain is a marvelously dynamic and ever-changing organ. My brain was thrilled with new stimulation, and when balanced with an adequate amount of sleep, it was capable of miraculous healing. I have heard doctors say, if you don't have your abilities back by 6 months after your stroke, then you won't get them back. Believe me, this is not true. I noticed significant improvement in my brain's ability to learn and function for 8 full years post-stroke, at which point I decided my mind and body were totally recovered. Scientists are well aware that the brain has tremendous ability to change its connections based upon its incoming stimulation. This plasticity of the brain underlies its ability to recover lost function. I think of the brain as a playground filled with lots of little children. All of these children are eager to please you and make you happy. What? You think I'm confusing children with puppies? You look at the playground and note a group of kids playing kickball, another group acting like monkeys on the jungle gym, and another group hanging out by the sandbox. Each of these groups of children are doing different yet similar things, very much like the different sets of cells in the brain. If you remove the jungle gym, then those kids are not going to just go away, they are going to mingle with other kids and start doing whatever else is available to be done. The same is true for neurons. If you wipe out a neuron's genetically programmed function, then those cells will either die from lack of stimulation or they will find something new to do. For example, in the case of vision, if you put a patch over one eye, blocking visual stimulation coming into the cells of the visual cortex, then those cells will reach out to the adjacent cells to see if they can contribute their efforts toward a new function. I needed the people around me to believe in the plasticity of my brain and its ability to grow, learn, and recover. When it comes to the physical healing of cells, I cannot stress enough the value of getting plenty of sleep. I truly believe that the brain is the ultimate authority on what it needs to heal itself. As I mentioned earlier, for my brain, sleep was filing time. While awake, energy stimulation poured into my sensory systems, and I was rapidly burned out by photons stimulating my retinal cells and sound waves beating chaotically on my tympanic membrane. My neurons could not keep up with the demand and quickly became incapable of making sense of any incoming information. At the most elementary level of information processing, stimulation is energy, and my brain needed to be protected and isolated from obnoxious sensory stimulation, which it perceived as noise.